بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تزال طائفة من أمتي قائمة على أمر الله لا يضرهم من خذلهم أو خالفهم حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم ظاهرون على الناس. Assalamu alaikum, my dear respected brothers. Today we have gathered on the occasion of the completion of the Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari. For this reason, I am going to mention certain things regarding a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As I have just quoted, a hadith narrated by Imam Bukhari, and it is also narrated by Imam Muslim and others in their Sahih respectively. He mentions a hadith narrated by Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that they will constantly remain a group of people who will be firm upon the religion and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will not be hindered by those who forsake them, nor by those who oppose them, until the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arrives and they are triumphant over the people. Regarding this hadith, Imam Bukhari himself says, "Hum ahlul ilm," that they are the people of knowledge, yani the ulama. Further, Imam Ahmad rahimahumullah says, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُونُوا أَحْلَى الْحَدِيثِ فَلَا أَدْرِي مَنْ هُمْ. He says that if they are not the muhaddithin, then I do not know who they are. Regarding this, Qadi Iyaz rahimahumullah says, the meaning what Imam Ahmad means is that إِنَّمَا أَرَادَ أَحْمَدْ مَنْ يَعْتَقِدَ مَذْحَبَ أَحْلَى الْحَدِيثِ. That he means, it means those people who believe, who have the ideology of the people of the muhaddithin. Imam Nawawi further states that these are divided to sections of society consisting of the ulama, of the muballigin, the mufassirin, etc. Now, what is a hadith? An authentic hadith. It is narrated by Ibn Hazm rahimahumullah. He says, "Huwa naqlu thiqati an thiqa yablagu bihi an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam." It is a narration of a person of authority via a person of authority until it reaches the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ma'al ittisal, with an unbroken chain. While he further states, the ammal ma'al izal wal irsal fayujadu fi kathirin min al-yahud, that with interrupted chains there are many to be found within the Jews. This, with an unbroken chain of narration of a hadith, is specific to the nation of the Muslimin. That's why he also states, Qasallahu bihi al-muslimina duna sa'ir al-milal, that he has made this specific to the Muslimin, excluding all other religions. This reason of narrating of people of authority has been cast and has been specific to the nation of Muslimin, and especially the most important that a person has ever taken is that which has been taken by Imam al-Bukhari rahimahumullah. The precaution he has taken, there is probably no other muhaddith who has taken such precaution in making sure that everything that he relates is of an authentic and sound nature. This has also been mentioned in a Quran ayah, "Aw atharatin min al-ilm." Regarding this, Imam Hakim rahimahullah narrates from Matar al-Warraq. He says the meaning of this is isnadul hadith, that it is the chain of narration for the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have not only been preserved, but those people, the transmitters of a hadith, they have also been their lives have also been preserved, and a science has been formulated regarding them, which is known as asma'ul rijal, and the biographies of the transmitters. Within these transmitters, their reputation has been put to task to see how authentic and how they are and their sound nature, because Allah Azza wa Jal himself says in the Quran al-Kareem that إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَأٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا, that if a fasiq, a transgressor, was to come to you with some news, then verify it. So in the case of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this verification is of utmost importance. For this reason, the Sahaba radiyallahu ajma'in took great precaution while narrating hadith of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This precaution was maintained as this group of people who were preserving it remain. However, people later on came who lacked this precaution, which was exercised by the previous companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Regarding this, Imam Mujahid rahimahullah mentioned the incident which occurred while he was in the company of Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an. He mentioned that جاء بشير الأدبي إلى ابن أباس فجعل يحدث ويقول قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. That بشير الأدبي came in the company of Ibn Abbas and started relating hadith, saying the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said this and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that. In reaction to this, what did Ibn Abbas do? فجعل ابن أباس لا يأذن لحديثه ولا ينظر إليه. That Ibn Abbas did not pay heed to his hadith, nor did he look towards him. In amazement, Bushayr al-Adawi said to Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, he said, Ya Ibn Abbas, mali la araka tasma'u li hadithi, uhadithuka an Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Ibn Abbas, what is the matter with me that I do not see you paying attention to the hadith which I am relating from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu retorted, he said that inna kunna marratan idha sami'na hadithan inna kunna marratan idha sami'na rajulan yakul qala rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That there was a time once when a person would say qala rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam ibtadaratu absaruna wasbayna ilayhi bi adhanina. That we would look towards him with eager and we would pay heed to what he was saying. However, فَلَمَّا رَكِبَ النَّاسَ الصَّعْبَ وَالظَّلُولَ فَلَمْ نَأْخُذْ مِنَ النَّاسِ إِلَّا مَا نَعْرِفُ. However, when everybody started jumping upon this bandwagon, we do not take except from the people except that which we recognize. Such precaution was taken in the case. And as we know, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he was a Sahabi of tender age while the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alive. At the time of his death, he was only 13 years old. Yet when he took narrations, he took such precautions. After this precaution taking was carried on from the Sahaba unto the Tabi'een. Regarding this, Sufyan ibn Uyayna mentions the incident which occurred when he was in the company of Imam Az-Zuhri. He says that you haddath Az-Zuhri yawman bi hadithin, that Imam Zuhri one day narrated a hadith. فَقُلْتُ حَاتِهِ بِلَا إِسْنَادٍ. Then I said to him, narrate it without the chain of narration. Upon this, Imam Zuhri said, أَتَرْكَ السَّطْحَ بِلَا سُلَّمٍ. That can you climb upon a roof without a ladder? Such precaution was taken while narrating hadith from the Prophet ﷺ. For this reason, we see many companions of high caliber as Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, etc. Not relating hadiths just like that, but taking precaution. This is why we see in the incident of Zubayr radiallahu anhu, when his son one day asked him, he said, إِنِّي لَا أَسْمُكَ تُحَدِّثُ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَمَا يُحَدِّثُ فُلَانٌ وَفُلَانٌ. That I do not see you relating hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just as so and so narrate hadith. Upon this, Zubayr radiallahu anhu said, أَمَّا إِنِّي لَمْ أُفَارِقْ لم أفارقه صلى الله عليه وسلم لكن سمعته يقول من كذب علي فليتبوأ مقعده من النار. He says that I have never departed from the company of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, but I have heard him say that whoever brands lies upon me, then he should make his abode in the fire of hell. Well, let's just look at this person who Zubayr رضي الله عنه is, regarding who Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم himself said, إن لكل نبي حواري وحواري الزبير. That for every companion there is a Hawari, which can be loosely translated as a companion, and my companion is Zubayr radiallahu anhu. Such high caliber, yet when it came to narrating hadith, he took such precautions. However, today we see once again people not only try to narrate hadith, but also they try to give their opinions upon the hadith without full knowledge. For this, there have been severe warnings. As we see, just by narrating hadith without authority leads to such disaster. So what about that person who not only narrates a hadith without authority but also gives his verdict without any knowledge or connection with religion? For Allah Azza wa Jal himself says, فَاسْأَلُوا أَحْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. They ask the people of knowledge if you do not know. So we should try to ask the people of knowledge if we have any questions regarding the matters of deen. Further on, it is not only all doom and gloom, there's also hope. for those people who narrate and listen to hadith. A hadith narrated by Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, reported by Imam al-Tirmidhi in a Sunan. He says, قَالَ سَمِعْتُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ نَظَّرَ اللَّهُ إِمْرَأً سَمِعَ مِنَّا شَيْئًا فَبَلَّغَهُ كَمَا سَمِعَهُ فَرُبَّ مُبَلَّغٍ أَوْ آمِنَ السَّامِعِينَ أَوْ آمِنَ السَّامِعِينَ. That he says, and that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala illuminate that person, make radiant that person who narrates hadith as though he has heard it, for perhaps the person who hears it apprehends it better than that person who has heard it first. For sometimes there are people who receive the hadith later on, yet their understanding of hadith is greater, as we see in the example of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahumullah. For this hadith, Sufyan ibn Uyayna radiallahu anhu rahimahumullah is to say that لَيْسَ مِنْ أَحْلِ الْحَدِيثِ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا فِي وَجْهِهِ نَظْرَةٌ لِحَذَا الْحَدِيثِ, that there is no one among the muhaddithin except there is illumination in his face due to this hadith. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to listen to our hadith, and to also not only listen but to act upon them, and not only act upon them and pass it on to other people. And أقول لكم لهذا وأستغفر الله ولك ولكم وأكبر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.